Sancho and Don Quixote left Rocinante and the ass to graze untethered while they turned to the provisions in their saddlebags. But as luck and the devil would have it, just as master and servant were sitting down to enjoy their midday meal, Rocinante noticed a herd of Galician mares in the very clearing where he had been set loose, and flew off in their direction like a light. The lady horses, however, were more interested in nibbling their grass, and received him with a mix of hooves and teeth so powerful that before Rocinante realized what had hit him, he was standing almost naked in the middle of the field, his saddle gone and his girth torn. As if that wasn't enough, the men in charge of the herd came running toward him with long wooden staves and beat him almost senseless. By this point, Don Quixote and Sancho Panza arrived, huffing and puffing after witnessing the assault on Rocinante from afar. "As anyone can see," said Don Quixote, "these are vile, low-born men, which means that you can help avenge the outrage they have just inflicted on Rocinante."